I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 The first reading is taken from the first letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 16, verse 1 to 16. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church of Cenchreae, so that you may welcome her in the Lord as is fitting for the saints, and help her in whatever she may require from you, for she has been a benefactor of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, who work with me in Christ Jesus, and who risk their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Aphanatus, who was the first convert in Asia for Christ. Greet Mary, who has worked very hard among you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my relatives, who were in prison with me. They are prominent among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus and our co-worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my relative Herodion. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and greet his mother, a mother to me also. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers and sisters who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympas, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. A second reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 3, verse 26 to 28. For in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. In these human words, God's word is heard. So it is Women's Month and Women's Day. Today, specifically, March 8th. March 8th. And yesterday, March 7, if nakita niyo po sa Facebook, is the feast day of Saints Felicitas and Perpetua. So one of our queer saints, both women. And today, so for the whole month of March, we are reclaiming and honoring women in Scripture. Some were named, some are not. At last week, or that the week before, ano yung name ng woman in the well? Anong pinangalan natin sa kanya? Kasi nakalagay lang doon, woman in the well. Si Monique, ang gustong saksakin ni Terry. Tama ba? Huwag mo ako ma-Terry-Terry. Okay. And last week, ang preacher natin si Ma'am Grace, and she preached about the woman, the first woman. Dito niya lang mapipreach ang ganong klaseng sermon. Pinangalanan niya yung woman, Pinangalanan niya si Adama at pinangalanan niya yung Ahas. At si Lord, pinangalanan niya rin si Lord. So in a progressive church such as MCC, wala nang discussion about women's leadership, no, or women pastors. And we had our first lesbian pastor sa MCC for over 30 years, ang dati nating pastor, si Pastor Kakay. And women pastors in MCC has been here as early as the 70s, no, sa global MCC. With the first ever pastor, Reverend Elder, si Reverend Elder Frieda Smith, namatay siya late last year. I don't know, November or December. As early as the 70s, so 1968 tayo na-found, as early as the 70s, the first ordained pastor and ordained elder, bishop, si Frieda Smith. And let me quote what the website of MCC says about her. Frieda Smith came from the Nazarene and Salvation Army background. She was the first woman ordained in MCC as well as the first woman elected as an elder / bishop. In fact, for all who remember her, her story is the story that will always be told about MCC in terms of inclusive language. At one of our early general conferences, Frieda noticed that most of the terms for pastors or leaders in the 70s were exclusively male. So ang pronoun palagi ay he or him when referred to pastors sa bylaws. So Frieda asked for all the bylaws to be changed so that the pronoun he could become he or she or something more inclusive. Frieda was told our process did not allow for that kind of change. So siyempre, nagalit si ate mo. Nevertheless, she persisted. Frieda stood up every single time there was a gender-specific word in the MCC bylaws and petitioned for it to be changed to a he or she instead of only he. Reverend Elder Frieda Smith is the one we should credit for bringing about inclusive language as an early value and guiding principle in MCC. So if there was a Troy Perry, there was the Frieda Smith. So today, we will give life to the only woman apostle in Scripture. Hindi pa narinig yun, di ba? Yes, there is a woman, several woman apostles. But there was one specific woman that was named an apostle, explicitly named and honored by no less than the Apostle Paul. So tanong ko muna, ano ba ang apostol sa inyong catechism or Sunday school? What is an apostle? What makes an apostle? Ano ang criteria ng pagiging apostol? What do you know? Tagasunod. Yes, tagapaghatid ng balita. Ano pa? What is an apostle? What is the criteria of an apostle? Lahat naman tayo, either sa Catholic school or sa, sa Sunday school, sa mga Protestante. O sige, ganito na lang. Name the 12 apostles. O, sino yung tatlong una na pinaka-favorite?
Matthew.
The 12 muna. 12.
Peter. Are we saying apostles or disciples?
Apostles, the 12. Or the 13, if you want.
Yeah, Barnabas.
No.
Oh, Peter.
Peter.
Matthew. John. Luke.
No, not Luke. Luke.
James.
Philip. Judas Iscariot.
Thomas.
Thomas.
Yes. Zachariah. Kasi marami silang version. Simon,
Simon. Oh. May tatlo muna. Yung tatlong favorite. At nasa lectionary reading sila today ng Transfiguration. Si John and James, sons of Zebedee. Tapos si St. Peter. Or first name niya, Simon. At ang kapatid niyang, si Andrew. Si Andrew. And then there is James, the son of Alphaeus. Or James the Lesser. There is Matthew, Bartholomew, Philip, yung dalawang Judas. Judas Iscariot, Judas Thaddeus. Si Thomas. Magito na ba si Matthew? So, sino na? Si Simon the Zealot. Simon the Zealot. Sino yung pumalit kay Iscariot? Which is the 13th apostle, supposedly. Ananias. Si Ananias. Okay. But in the New Testament, so aside from the 12, there is around 14 to 16 that can be considered as an apostle. So nanay na natin yung 13. So sino pa yung dalawa o tatlo? Mary Magdalene. Kasi siya ang apostle of the resurrection.
Ito pa Maria. Martha.
Hindi naman, hindi naman. Sino pa? Sino pa?
Si Lazarus.
No. Sino yung topic natin today? Si Junia. The woman that was named as an apostle. And yung asawa niyang si Andronicus. And then pwede mong idagdag yung unnamed apostle. Kung i-consider mo siya na hindi kasama dun sa 12. Anong title sa kanya? The beloved apostle. The disciple that Jesus loved. Kung hindi mo siya i-count dun sa 12, ha? So you have about 14 to 16 apostles can be considered as apostles in the Bible or in the New Testament. Pero meron pang isa. Meron pang isa. Jesus was an apostle. Because what is an apostle? An apostle, that the Greek word apostle simply means the one that was sent. So Jesus, in the Gospel of John, pag binasa mo siya sa original Greek, Jesus who was sent by the Father. So, ginamit na yung word na sent from the Father, apostolos. So Jesus is also an apostle. Apostolos tauteos. So an apostle is someone who was sent out. Sent out to do mission or to say a message. And as we have mentioned, we popularly know the 12 apostles because they were chosen and they were sent out pairs as pairs. May naging mag-jowa kaya doon? Wala naman siguro. So sinent out sila 2 by 2, no, to proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand and to heal and exorcise. In Matthew 10 verse 12, Luke 6 verse 12, Matthew 10 verse 2, Luke 6 verse 12, and Mark 3 verse 13. And the word apostolos was generic term. Hindi siya, in the Greek language, hindi siya position, hindi siya title, it's not even Christian specific. So Jesus chose the 12 and named them and sent them out. And then later on, meron ding 72 that was also sent out. That's why, even among the traditional Christians, Roman Catholics and Orthodox Christians, Mary Magdalene is also called Apostle of the Resurrection. Kasi in four gospel, sa apat na ebanghelyo, si Mary Magdalene lang, in all four gospels, yung consistent na sinabihan, go and tell them that I am risen. O go and tell them that he is risen. And again, the apostle is someone that is sent out to do mission or to bring a message. That's why Mary Magdalene is an apostle of the resurrection. Paul of Tarsus, after his conversion, ininsist niya, pinagpilitan niya na siya ay isang apostol. One who is sent out to be the apostle to the Gentiles or to the non-Jews. Although by the time that Paul came, nung dumating si Paul, the term apostle from being generic naging Christian specific na siya, naging position na siya or title of authority sa Christian community. Therefore, even though ininsist niya na siya rin ay apostol, kinilala niya, kinikilala niya yung primacy ng authority ng leaders sa Jerusalem Church. Namely, sa Book of Acts, kinikilala niya yung authority ni Peter sa kani James. So the consensus of many biblical scholars now, particularly the Jesus scholar John Dominic Rosan and Marcus Borg, including the moderate and famous scholar and theologian Bishop N.T. Wright, they have a consensus that there are women who serve as leaders in the Christian communities, in the earliest Christian communities. And other feminist theologians like Amy J. Levine, an Orthodox Jew and New Testament scholar, or ang sarili nating si Sister Mary Mananzan, or yung pinaka heret, parang borderline, maraming galit sa kanya eh, sa madring to eh, si John Chittister. They also agree that within the first 60 to 100 years of the Christian movement, there were women deacons, priests, and even bishops. A clear scholarly study of the New Testament as well as archaeological findings tells us that women held equal authority in the first and second generation church. So within the first 100 years of Christianity. They found, so may nakita sa catacombs of Rome, isang painting ng isang babaeng naka-orange position. Orange position yung ganito, ng pare, in a sign of blessing. So may nakita silang painting sa catacombs na ganon. It is evident that in the seven writings of Paul that he recognized the work, sacrifice, and leadership of women. Our reading in the last chapter of Paul's letter to the Romans opens with the recognition of Phoebe and calling her a deacon in the church. Seven other women were recognized for their various works and leadership, and one stands out as something unacceptable to future church leaders, translators, and commentators 200 to 300 years later. And that is Junia, the one who is honored among the apostles. So Junia is a Greek and Latin female name. The name Junia is female name. All non-Christian historical records and documents, as well as tombstones, mga puntod, had the name Junia. And it is a female name. The later church fathers, yung mga later church fathers 300 years after, nabihasa sa Greek at sa Latin, knows that the name Junia was female and refers to a woman, which they were unable to accept. Hindi mawari ng kanilang isip na merong pinangalan ng babae na apostol, si Pablo. They thought there must be a mistake. Either Paul meant someone else, or that the copy of the letter to the Romans that they have received is incorrect. So later translators for the past 1,800 years of Christianity deliberately changed the name Junia into Junias to make it a male name. There cannot be a woman apostle. And they further explained that Junias, yung pinalitang name, bagong name, a man's name, was the brother of Andronicus instead of a husband. Kasi actually si Andronicus at si Junia ay mag-asawa. So ang paliwanag nila ay hindi mag-asawa yan. Pinalitan namin yung pangalan ng Junia to Junias para maging lalaki at magkapatid sila ni Andronicus. Or maybe a close friend tulad ni David at Jonathan. But if people really understood Jesus and later Paul of Tarsus, it is evident that the primary message or good news was revolutionary. It was a total 360 overturn of the patriarchal and hierarchical social order of Rome and the religious practices of the Jews. Kasi sa mga Hudyo din, ang pwede lang maging pare at pwede lang maging rabbi ay lalaki. This message was translated on how the early Christian communities organized themselves into a more egalitarian community. One of these radical ideas proclaimed and practiced was that all people are equal. Women and children na dati ay mas mababa o hindi tao or property lang, in the Jesus community was important and precious to God, if not more important. The Apostle Paul, writing his most passionate letter, wrote one of the most revolutionary idea of his time. There is neither Gentile or Jew, master or slave, women or men, all are one in Christ. Paul declared that in Jesus Christ and in the Jesus movement, there is an abolition of class, race, and gender categories. That people will no longer be measured or their worthiness are measured by those categories. Hindi ka na sinusukat, hindi sa ibig sabihin hindi importante yung pagiging lalaki o babae ha, pero hindi ka na sinusukat ayon sa ganung mga kategorya. Everyone is worthy. Everyone is one in Christ. There is an abolition of these categories as measurements or standards. And tanggapin natin, this is an ancient form of socialism. Sana hindi ako hulihin after this sermon. This is an ancient form of socialism, which we can also read in the book of Acts chapter 2 and chapter 4. Where the first Christian communities sold everything that they had, pulled it together, and distributed the resources according to each person or family's need. This is why Jesus was dangerous. Bakit dangerous si Jesus? This is why Paul and other so-called apostles were dangerous. This is why Christians were dangerous and why most of them were persecuted and executed in the most horrible of ways. Because everything that they believed and how they lived their lives as communities was directly opposite of the male-centered and male-dominated and class-structured Roman Empire. Everything that they said, everything that they practiced in community life, is a direct opposite of the very nature of the Roman Empire that is male-centered, male-dominated, and class-structured. As the Christian church grew in numbers, nung dumami ang mga Kristiyano, because of its radical equality and message of love, and despite the efforts to destroy them, later on, the Christian church was co-opted by the empire in 325. So, kung hindi natin sila kayang patayin lahat dahil lalo silang dumadami, let's have them join our all-boys club. Let's offer them power and wealth and influence. So, Emperor Constantine gave power and wealth to the Christians, to their leaders and communities. And the Christians slowly turned towards a more male-centered, male-dominated church. Na-inculturate ulit nila, nung nagkaroon na sila ng kapangyarihan, na-inculturate ulit nila ang pagiging patriarchal ng kanilang lipunan. Binalik nila na ang Diyos ay lalaki lamang, si Jesus ay lalaki. Kaya dapat lahat ng leader sa simbahan ay lalaki. They demoted Phoebe. They erased and forgot about the Apostle Junia and deliberately changed her to a him. And making Mary Magdalene as a prostitute and an adulteress. Hindi po prostitute at hindi adulteress si Mary Magdalene. There is nothing in the Bible that says she is an adulteress. Later on na yon, ininterpret as such. Women were erased and subjugated, departing from the radical and revolutionary message of Jesus and the communal practice of the early Christian church of the first century. So while nag-advance ang women's movement in the last 200 or 300 years from today, and we have gained equality and equitability of women and men, and that we had gained a lot of rights for women, patriarchy and misogyny. Ano ang misogyny?
It's feminine.
Hatred for anything female or feminine. So patriarchy and misogyny continues to be present in many cultures, societies, and religions today. Ang patriarchy po ay hindi Christian version. Kahit sa Buddhist, kahit sa Islam, kahit sa Hindu, may patriarchy. At maski mga hindi naniniwala sa Diyos, atheist, merong patriarchy. Nung umattend ako ng ng marriage equality, same-sex marriage conference, yung Taiwan, alam niyo Taiwan, di ba, nagpass ng marriage equality. So sa conference, nakausap namin yung mga nag-push ng marriage equality doon. Minority lang ang Christians sa Taiwan. Pero even the non-Christians was anti-same-sex marriage. Mga taong hindi naniniwala, walang konsepto ng relihiyon, but had a concept of family. So they oppose same-sex marriage because of traditional family. So ang patriarchy ay hindi lang Kristiyano. Meron din yan sa ibang lugar. Yes, in many Protestant churches and other non-Roman Catholic churches like the Anglican Church and the Episcopal Church, there are now women priests and bishops. So mayroon ng mga simbahan na mayroon ng mga babaeng pari at babaeng obispo. And last year, the first Aglipayan, so sa IFI, the first Aglipayan bishop was consecrated. Kauna-unahang babaeng obispo sa Aglipay Church, Bishop Emeline Dacuicui. And around the world, we have had women presidents and women prime ministers, women senators and court judges. Yet, patriarchy and misogyny still exist and very much alive today. At maski sa loob ng LGBTQI++ community, merong toxic masculinity, which derives itself from patriarchy and misogyny. Gay men and lesbian women seems to still have walls from each other. Parang hindi pa rin nagmi-mix masyado ang lesbians at gay men. And I have a suspect that it is patriarchy. because of patriarchy. Even kahit na mas friends ang trans women at gay men, mayroon pa rin mga problema with our relationships between gay men and trans women. There is still microaggression. Among gay men, many gay men continues to have an aversion to femme. Bawal po ang pag-girl. Mask for mask. Ano yung mask for mask? Masculine for masculine only. Diba? Bawal ang efem. Bawal ang halata. Ano pa ba yung mga nababasa ko dati? Kung alam mong halata ka, huwag ka nang mag-message.
I'm sorry.
That is patriarchy. That is misogyny. Ako nga na-realize ko, of course, dumaan din ako sa ganyan noon, no, college days. Pero na-realize ko lahat ng mga long-term relationships ko, lahat ng mga naging long-term partners ko, and even now, si Lawrence, we're all femmes. We're all femmes. And we also know that among lesbian relationships, there are domestic violence. May nag-a-occur na domestic violence. And suspecha ko lang naman. Hula lang, maaaring mali ako. That it is because of internalized machismo and hypermasculinity. Some lesbian, butch lesbian, in wanting to be male or act masculine, pati yung mga negative parts, mga negative things about men, na i-internalize din nila. Hindi naman lahat. As I've said, hindi lahat at maaring mali naman ako. Okay? But I suspect that there is internalized machismo and hypermasculinity among some lesbians in the lesbian community. Today, patriarchy and misogyny and machismo is present in many sectors, even among progressive sectors. Kinikwento nga sa akin ni Jonas nung nag-immersion siya, community immersion sa Sabataan. Progressive to ha. Nasistress siya kasi meron pa rin anti-gay practices and behaviors among the supposedly progressive activists and organized persons and groups in Bataan. So it is pretty much present still today, despite all the advances that we have gained in the women's movement. And today, there is a resurgence of the glorification and the preference for strong men in leadership, particularly men who are very violent and vulgar. We are now celebrating men of violence and vulgarity. More than ever, we have to be more intentional to see and appreciate women in their totality, in the totality of their being and giftedness. We must see them not only as sisters and mothers. Masyado nating niroromanticize yung pagiging nanay o sister ng ating mga kababaihan. They are more than that. They are teachers and wise ones. They are also warriors and worthy leaders. They are also farmers, fisher folks, and sectoral leaders. They are defenders and freedom fighters. Many women are lawyers. Some are drivers. Kita na ako ng tricycle driver na babae, Apex driver na babae. Ano pa ba? Angkas driver na babae, na trans woman. yung nag-trending, di ba? Each and every girl has the potential to become all of these things and so much more. And yes, women can be priests, preachers, and prophets, and they must. If Christ has chosen Mary Magdalene to be an apostle of the resurrection, and if God chose Mary of Nazareth to deliver the word that became flesh through her, then women have every right to preach the word in the pulpit and to break the bread in every altar as Junia the apostle once did. Ulitin ko yan. Quotable quote yan. If Christ has chosen Mary Magdalene to be the messenger, the apostle of the resurrection, and if God chose Mary of Nazareth to deliver the word that became flesh through her, then women have every right to preach the word in every pulpit and break the bread in every altar as Junia the apostle once did. Yes, if I haven't made it clear, tanggapin natin. Magalit na ang magalit at ang mga simbahan at mga pastor na lalaki lang daw ang pwede. Tanggapin natin merong mga babaeng apostol. May mga babaeng naging pari at may mga babaeng propeta. At tanggapin natin na ang Diyos ay babae rin. God is a woman, God is a mother. Even more of a mother than that of a father. Every woman has a name to be spoken and a story to proclaim. The Spirit, the word ruach in Hebrew, and pneumatos or pneuma in Greek is a woman. The Holy Spirit is a woman. And the Spirit must be able to speak and bless through each and every woman in the world. The Spirit must proclaim the gospel and the good news through women's voice. Lastly, the most important thing today. So I have spoken about women. I have spoken what we must do for women. But the most important thing to do is for women and girls themselves to insist and persist, to challenge and to provoke, to empower and to raise themselves, both individually and together. While there will be feminist men and queer men who will support and who will support you and advocate for you, you must stand up on your own and for your own. Do not wait for men to show you your worth and to make you feel valued. Your dignity is your own. The oppressed and the marginalized was never ever liberated by others. All human history and her story tells us that liberation has always been struggled by the oppressed themselves. You do not need another Paul to call you an apostle. Start standing up. And when you do, stand firm and courageous despite what may come and what others may say. Do not be afraid. 365 times mentioned in the Bible. Do not be afraid, young girls and young women. Stand up and stand firm. Grow in the faith and mature in the service of others. Especially for your sisters and your queer siblings, I say to all women, heal your wounds and your traumas, because when you do all these things, you also heal your woman ancestors. You honor their struggle and their death and their sacrifice. When you do all these things, all your women and ancestors will live in each one of you. The matriarchs, Sarah and Hagar, Rebecca, Leah and Rachel, the prophets Miriam, Deborah and Huldah, Ruth and Naomi, and the queen Esther, Mary of Nazareth and Mary Magdalene, the woman at the well or the Syrophoenician woman, Junia the apostle, Phoebe the deacon, and all the nameless and all the women that has ever been erased, all of them will be healed and will live through each one of you. And when you do so, they will live in each one of us and all of us because of you. So in this Women's Month, in this Women's Day, may we join women to empower themselves and to heal themselves and to claim the power and the dignity that they always had. This is what the Holy Spirit says today in honor of Junia, the Apostle. Amen.